U.S. First Lady Melania Trump delivers the keynote address Tuesday from the White House Rose Garden as Republicans hold the second night of their national nominating convention. Other prominent speakers are expected to include Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and two of President Donald Trump's children, Eric Trump and Tiffany Trump. The convention began Monday night with President Trump taking center stage and immediately signaling that defending his handling of the coronavirus pandemic and the ensuing economic crisis is paramount in winning a second term. Trump was shown in the nationally televised event greeting healthcare workers at the White House who praised his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Later in the diplomatic room, Trump greeted a half dozen people who had been held prisoner overseas, all of whom had been released after U.S. diplomatic efforts during Trump's presidency. Democrats released an ad mocking the Republican convention just as Republicans staged counter events last week while the Democrats met for their nominating convention. A parade of Republicans, most speaking from the empty Mellon Auditorium, a short distance from the White House, praised Trump and called for his re-election. His oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., described his father's Democratic opponent in the November 3rd election, former Vice President Joe Biden, as the Loch Ness Monster of the Swamp, a reference to the federal government and a threat to U.S. democracy. The younger Trump called Democrats the party of rioting, looting, and vandalism during protests against racial injustice in the United States. For President Trump, the 4 days of the Republican convention are crucial, a chance through saturation television coverage for him to convince enough American voters that he deserves another 4-year term. National polls often show voters disapprove of his performance